Welcome. I am Pastor Mark Hetzner from St. Thomas Lutheran Church, and welcome to The Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the second of seven devotions emphasizing that Christ is the heart of the Great Sending. This message, "Who Do People Say Jesus Is?" was written by Reverend Dr. Larry Stotterall. In Matthew 16, verse 13, we are told, "Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?' And two verses later, he said to them, 'But who do you say I am?'" Who are you? This is one of the fundamental questions of those who challenged Jesus. From the scribes and Pharisees who were threatened by his claims of being the Son of God, to Pilate's question, "Are you the King of the Jews?" People failed to understand Christ's purpose and his message. For those who do not believe, the question remains the same today. The message of the Missio Dei is to introduce Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, to those who do not yet know him. In Matthew 16, beginning with verse 13, Jesus asks his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" The disciples are quick to answer with the names they have heard: John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. Their answers are not surprising, since the people well could have recalled the promises of a future messenger in the Old Testament. In Deuteronomy 18:15, Moses declared that God will raise up a new prophet who will lead the people. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 1, promises one who will come and prepare the way. And Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, promises the sending of Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord. Peter speaks for the group when he says that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus is quick to point out that this knowledge was revealed to Peter by God. Then Jesus commends Peter's faith, claiming he is no longer known as Simon Bar-Jona, but as Peter. It is on this faith, witnessed by Peter, that Christ will build his church. In his gospel, Matthew is clear: Jesus is the Christ. From the sweeping genealogy in chapter 1, to the testimony of John the Baptist in chapter 11, to the testimony of Peter in our text, Jesus is the Christ. It is not possible to know who Jesus is apart from understanding him as Messiah. Messiah stems from the Hebrew word Mashiach, which means the chosen one. People may know the story of Christmas and even the story of Easter without recognizing that this Jesus is both God and human, the chosen one to deliver us from sin through death and resurrection. Even Peter does not understand the work of Jesus until he himself has been to the cross and has met the risen Messiah in the upper room. Like Peter, we have been to the cross and have met the risen Lord. Only instead of meeting him in a locked upper room, we meet him in the Word and sacraments. Because he comes to us, we are able to proclaim Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God. And so I wonder, why is it significant for believers to know that Jesus is both fully human and fully divine? Well, if he wasn't divine, his death really wouldn't have that great of value, was it? Would it? But if he wasn't human, he couldn't have died, and there'd be no value to it either, would there? Think about this for a moment. If a friend were to ask you who Jesus is, how would you answer? Would you say he's your best friend and leave it at that? Would you possibly go into a theological explanation, perhaps reciting second article of the Apostles' Creed or Luther's explanation, or what? How would you put it into your words to answer that friend? You know, we rejoice that our God is a living God who is active in our lives. However, there's the question, where do we see him at work in our lives right now? And do we always have our eyes wide open to be looking? I hope so, because he sure is. Please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, I thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus, who gave his life for me. I rejoice in your love and forgiveness, and pray that I may be a bold witness of your love to those who do not yet know Jesus. Grant us your peace and joy. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Amen. Thanks for listening in. I hope you'll stick around and listen to future ones as well. Have a blessed day.